Elias Campers Ease. Visited with Aunt Sarah and Cousin Brian. Stopped at Cedar Break, seeing the cedar on the horizon. Paul and Kate's family were at the potatoes and gravy, enough to feed a good-sized army. Sophie with Grandma wrote about the Milky Way. After exploring the Warner cabin, driving to Marysville, not all that far. Climbing the tower, Chloe wanted to be first. The zip line height changed her mind. Evergreen trees, branches blowing in the breeze. Weather to please. Sipio, Sophie, Izzy, Lauren, and Gwendolyn, zipping across the Sevier River, and then back again. Evergreen trees, branches blowing in the breeze. Chapel for lunch, and a call from Colby in Chile, confirming toilets flush clockwise. While at the Warner cabin, it's counterclockwise. Evergreen trees, branches blowing in the breeze. Was the lazy river float? Grandpa learned Lolo's an independent woman. Chains of inner tubes participating in the float. Breaking for islands when Gwenhill eddies helped summon. Then back to the Warner cabin and Aunt Sarah, whose bag had finally caught up with her Aunt Sage. Tacos for dinner and the grandkids played games. Laughter ringing through the cabin. Science can Campers Feast. Tuesday at 8:30 we left for Bryce Canyon, stopping at Panguitch to learn about the quilt walk, half hiking the sunrise point to sunset point, the other half playing with Funko Paul until lunch. Listened to a gravity lecture, followed by hot dogs with the movie Home Alone. Kids shouting gravity when seeing the effect. Evergreen trees, branches blowing in the breeze, weather to Science Campers Ease. Wednesday morning we studied hydrostatic pressure and contouring the land with water in a clear tube, fishing in paddle boards at Panguitch Lake. Avalon caught two little trout in a net by the cabin.